This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 13th day of May 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. Unsurprisingly, the Russian Northern Offensive has begun. There's no question that Russia has essentially won the war.
We have breaking news out of the Russia-Ukraine war. Russian forces have, for the first time in a long time, opened a new front in the northern part of the country around the city of Kharkiv. Russian forces have, as this tweet has shown here, have launched an armored ground attack and has already gone at least a kilometer into the country near the town of Vovochansk in the northern part there. This is the long-awaited offensive action we've been talking about for a long time. Now it appears that it has finally launched in there. And in fact, we actually had President Zelensky just a couple of hours ago address it before his public.
Russia has begun a new wave of counteroffensive action. Ukraine met it there with our troops engaged in artillery. It is important they can increase their strength in this direction. This is a fact. Our military commander knew about it and calculated their strength in order to resist the fire of the enemy. Pretty much meaningless drivel, but it's far more striking and interesting. Daily Mail reports. Putin fires his bungling defense minister, parachutes in Kremlin puppet with zero military experience. Inside Russia's hardline president wants to take personal charge of the Ukraine war. Vladimir Putin has fired his bungling defense minister, replacing him with a puppet with zero military experience in a wide-ranging reshuffle of his most serious cronies. Putin sacked his longtime friend, Sergei Shoigu, 68, and instead shifted him into the role of Secretary of Russia's National Security Council. Reports say he has proposed little-known civilian economist Andrei Belousov, 65, to replace Shoigu as defense minister in his new government. Kremlin Press Minister Dmitry Peskov explained the timing of the decision, said it needed the defense ministry to stay innovative and better utilize defense expenditures to win in Ukraine. The move appears to be an astonishing snub to Shoigu, the man Putin put in charge of his war close ally and Russia's longest serving minister. Until now, Putin had stood by Shoigu despite a string of military setbacks in the first year of the campaign and his public feud with Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, who launched a bloody insurrection last year calling for Shoigu's removal. The reshuffle is the most significant Putin has undertaken since his full-scale invasion of Ukraine began in February 2022. Remember, that was a defensive action he launched to protect the people of the Donbass, who had been undergoing constant artillery shelling since the coup of 2014, which replaced the Russia-friendly president of Ukraine with a Western stooge of whom Zelensky is the successor, using $5 billion of your and my taxpayer dollars in order to orchestrate the coup. Artillery barrages upon the Donbass began shortly thereafter, and around 2,000 had been killed by the time of the intervention, which Putin launched because it was about to be a massive incursion to slaughter them all in Donbass, Ukraine's version of what's happening in Gaza, which continues unabated. Scott Ritter reports that Israel's Rafah offensive is a strategic blunder with dire consequences.
You know, Israel will seek to destroy, but they will seek to destroy it based upon assessments of Hamas as an above-the-ground organization, when the reality is Hamas will go underground in Rafah and will continue to resist. The Hamas model is, as it's currently structured and as it currently operates, is it cannot be defeated by Israel. Israel's goal and objectives of physically eliminating Hamas as a military organization are unobtainable. And that's just not me saying this. This is something that's echoed by Israeli generals, men who, although they're not in active duty today, recently are totally familiar with Israel's military capabilities, their plans, their methodologies. And they've said that Israel can't win this war. Not only Israel can't win this war, Israel is losing this war. The Mossad, former Mossad leaders make the same assessments. Any military analyst who understands both Israeli military capability and Hamas military capability, and it has to be a military analyst that also knows that you can't separate the military from the political, that war is an extension of politics by other means, and that when examining Israeli military capabilities, you have to link it to the political reality that exists in Israel at the time. And when you talk about Hamas's military capabilities, you have to link it to the political reality as it exists for Hamas at the time. You know, Hamas, another goal of the Israelis was to nullify Hamas as a political entity. They've failed on that. So, you know, Hamas's continued military resistance only strengthens Hamas as a political entity. Israel's failure to accomplish their stated objectives of eliminate Hamas both as a military and political entity weakens Israel politically. And
there's more. Here we have from the Listening Post, discussion of Israel's reckless invasion of Rafah. This is a pretty good stuff.
Al Jazeera gets shut down in Israel, just as Israeli forces move into Rafah. Is Italy's prime minister, Giorgia Meloni, out to turn state-owned television into state-controlled television? And halfway through India's six-week-long election process, we examine the narratives both in the mainstream media and on the social side. This past week offered a brief moment of hope for the approximately 1.5 million Palestinians trapped in Rafah, supposedly the last safe space for civilians in Gaza. Hamas had accepted the terms of a ceasefire agreement. It looked like lives would be saved. But on Tuesday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the proposal fell short of Israel's key demands, and now an assault on Rafah is underway. Coinciding with all of this has been the closure of Al Jazeera's news operation in Israel. Our news coverage, TV broadcasts, and website are all blocked there. That measure may shield Israelis, at least temporarily, from the horrors that are being inflicted on Rafah, but it will not stop this network from covering the story. What it does signal to the world, though, and the Netanyahu government's allies abroad, is that Israel's so-called democracy is not what it's cracked up to be.
The Israelis are trying to sort of portray this kind of as like an end game, that this is sort of the last bastion city in the Gaza Strip, where they're claiming that the military operation is not complete until the army goes in with troops to what they describe as dismantling Hamas's remaining infrastructure. The reality and practice of this is that Rafah is right now the only hub for Palestinian life and society and refuge for people who've been displaced for the past 7 months from the northern strip all the way down to the south.
Rafah was supposed to be...
It's really shocking what's taking place here because, of course, the Israelis, by conducting their operation from the north, forced everyone south. All the Palestinian refugees gathered. They're over a million in Rafah. So if this goes forward, and it apparently is taking place as we speak, the potential for slaughter, mayhem, and death is immense, simply immense. Meanwhile, an Israeli envoy, talk about chutzpah, says the U.S. must cut U.N. funding and Palestinian statehood is endorsed. I mean, who are these people to tell the United States what it can do, as though we were their vassals? The problem being, we act as though we are. Here we have from the Times of Israel. Israeli envoy says U.S. must cut U.N. funding if Palestinian statehood is endorsed. Ambassador to U.N. Gilad Erdan says a draft General Assembly resolution recognizing Palestine as qualified to become a full U.N. member goes against the founding U.N. charter and would give the Palestinians a de facto status and rights of a state if it is approved. I expect the United States to completely stop funding the UN and its institutions in accordance with American law, noting that adoption by the General Assembly would not change anything on the ground. Right. Israel continued to violate international law, the Geneva Conventions, the UN Charter on the ground, but they're insisting that if there's recognition of Palestine as a state, the U.S. will adhere to law and stop funding the UN. Under U.S. law, Washington cannot fund any U.N. organization granting full membership to any group that does not have the internationally recognized attributes of statehood. The U.S. halted funding in 2011 for the U.N. Cultural Agency, UNESCO, after the Palestinian became a full member. UNESCO, mind you, has always been, in my experience, one of the most successful of the United Nations organizations. Meanwhile, Holocaust remembrance is exploited to promote the politics of Israel. Glenn Greenwald.
How to set up a doorbell camera for free in just 30 seconds without an existing doorbell.
Yeah.
Home surveillance companies.
How
to set up a doorbell camera for free in just 30 seconds without an
existing
doorbell.
They're running them, they're doubling them over. Very
clever. Home surveillance companies.
Here we go.
So one of the things we have been trying to emphasize is that so many of these recent abridgments of free speech and civil liberties is accompanied by a fear-mongering campaign trying to institute a moral panic in the United States, which is based on the idea that there is now a minority group in the United States that is in grave danger, that has no safety any longer in the United States, that is vulnerable to all kinds of attacks, namely American Jews. Now, this narrative of minority groups being endangered by systemic bigotry in the United States, by unsafe rhetoric that's inciting violence against them, by the desire of people to attack Black people or trans people, is one that has provoked the scorn of almost everybody on the right when offered by literally any other group. And now suddenly that same narrative that has received so much contempt from so many people, virtually everybody, is being offered, but this time in defense of a minority group that a lot of people on the American right feel an empathy toward or a connection to. And now suddenly, all of this victimhood narrative, this safetyism narrative, this need for special protections for a minority group, the same script that the right has been scorning for a decade, now suddenly is being accepted in almost every establishment faction in Washington. Here was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who, along with Joe Biden, went to the Holocaust Remembrance Ceremony. And here's what he said about the alleged rise of this epidemic of anti-Semitism in the United States.
Well, we can't hear him say it.
We're suddenly expelled. We're like those at Strasbourg, we're at the heart of Renaissance and intellectual life. But it was at those same elite centers of learning where Jewish faculty and students were suddenly expelled, where anti-Jewish courses were introduced, and where professors performed horrific pseudoscience experiments on Jewish people.
Do you understand what Mike Johnson is saying here? It's so offensive when you think about it, both in terms of its intellectual dishonesty, but also its moral offense. He's speaking at a Holocaust memorial ceremony, and he's talking about the Nazi attack on Jewish students and Jewish professors, and he's trying to equate that to what's taking place in the United States today. There are no Jewish students being expelled. There are no Jewish members of the faculty being expelled. There are no Jewish students being violently attacked. In fact, he cites one example, which you're about to hear, that is a complete hoax, and the fact that the only example he can cite of supposedly having Jewish students attack violently on American campuses is a hoax, that that's the only example he has, just proves the entire narrative that both he and, as you'll see, Joe Biden are both trying to push. But to equate what's happening on American campuses, where American students are exercising the First Amendment right to protest against their own government and the Israeli government's war policies, and trying to tell American Jews that they face a second Holocaust in the United States, and therefore the government has to step in with all these special protections and abridgments of free speech, is obnoxious and dangerous and deceitful.
We're suddenly expelled, where anti-Jewish courses were introduced, and where professors performed horrific pseudoscience experiments on Jewish people brought from nearby concentration camps. We remember what happened then, and now today, we are witnessing American universities quickly becoming hostile places for Jewish students and faculty. The very campuses which were once the envy of the International Academy have succumbed to an anti-Semitic virus. Students who were known for producing academic papers are now known for stabbing their Jewish peers in the eyes with Palestinian flags.
Okay, that is an absolute lie out of Mike Johnson's mouth. First of all, he used the plural.
Bill, I'm on the air.
Jewish students are being stabbed in the eye with the Palestinian flag. There's one instance where that claim was made. And once people saw the video, they realized it was a total hoax perpetrated by Barry Weiss's Free Press and by the claims of the student.
This is what our government has descended to. Liar, liar, pants on fire, phony, fabricate. This Holocaust Remembrance Day is all a fraud anyway, because the Holocaust was a fabricated event. If you want to check it out, here are a couple of links. The Holocaust Narrative, Politics, Trump Science, for a short take on the government rags included in the notes for today's shows, and the official World War II narrative, historical factor, mass illusion. I think it's about an hour and 20 video where I lay out all the evidence, exactly what was taking place, where you can review the map of Auschwitz, for example, and find it had a woodworking shop. It had a symphony hall. It had a hospital with OBGYN facilities. Oh, you didn't know? Hundreds, even thousands of babies were born in these camps. It even had a brothel. Because in general, it convinced Hitler the men would work harder if they knew they'd be rewarded with sex. Yes, work harder. They weren't putting anyone to death because you can't get work out of a corpse. These were labor camps. And the Germans were using their prisoners for slave labor. That is true. 6 million, total hoax. International Committee of the Red Cross recalibrated the number in 1993. A total 296,081 died from all camps combined, none of whom were put to death in a gas chamber. It's also outrageous, but they protect it with great zeal because Jewish political power is rooted in a Western sense of guilt over the Holocaust. So that they worry if it's exposed, they're going to lose their political influence. We even had a minister, former minister of education, on with Amy Goodman years ago. When Amy said, "What about criticism of Israel?" And she said, "Well, it's a trick. In Europe, we talk about the Holocaust. In America, anti-Semitism. It continues to this day."
Health Simple with Colorado Shilji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit. is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis. Gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
4 stories about the despicable actions of Israel in the case of Christians, hospitals, the refugee organization of the UN. How does the government of Israel treat Christians? Christian leaders in the West should care. UNRWA closing Jerusalem headquarters after Israeli settler arson attacks, Middle East Eye reports. How Israel turned hospitals into military targets by lying about international law. Mondo Weiss. Destruction in Gaza. Side-by-side aerial look at the Israeli-Hamas war's devastating damage. That's from ABC News. The Electronic Intifada has several speakers about how the student intifada has swept U.S. campuses across the U.S. And around the world, student and faculty have been engaging in a wave of protest demonstration and encampments on their campuses to demand their institution divest from companies profiting from Israel's apartheid and genocide. The students have been met with violent repression from police, smears from their university administration, corporate media, pro-genocide lawmakers who seem to appear in superabundance in Zionist groups. In early May, this was Nora Burrows Friedman, was joined by 4 students and a professor from universities across the U.S. who have been part of the encampments. While organizing their campuses to demand divestment, they experienced firsthand not just arrests and violations of their civil rights, but the broad and growing support of their communities and by Palestinian civil society as well, they should. Meanwhile, UC protest is a University of California protest, the limits of the Zionist fiction. On April 30th, the mob of Zionist vigilantes descended onto UCLA's Palestine Solidarity Encampment, besieging it and waging horrific violence against students for hours throughout the night. On May 1st, UCLA called in the LAPD to clear the encampment by force, unleashing yet another brutal attack on students before the blood from the previous night had a chance to dry. On May 2nd, UCLA Chancellor Gene Block hosted a town hall for UCLA alumni, during which he glossed over the horrific events that took place on campus under his watch. This grieves me especially because both of my parents graduated from UCLA. Meanwhile, there's a question here about American defense spending. It's enormous, overwhelming in its amount, but not in terms of the value return. The American Enterprise Institute released a report estimating the People's Republic of China true military spending at $710.6 billion, three times larger than the PRC self-reported total, several billion higher than estimates from U.S. Intel. It's been interpreted as good news, demonstrating the Chinese Communist Party assertion about how much it spends cannot be trusted. While this aspect may be true, it misses the most important point, the obvious indictment of the U.S. defense acquisition community. Whether acquisition officials in the DOD or the big five primes of the private sector, that PRC continues to outproduce the United States in military hardware. For instance, if each side is spending roughly the same, and the crucial issue is what each side is getting from money spent on research and development, manufacturing, training, maintenance, personnel, and equipment. In this regard, fundamentally, the PRC is more efficient in its military spending and thus has been able to alter the military balance of power, not just in the Indo-Pacific, but increasingly around the globe. The PRC doesn't have to deal with the corruption of defense officials here in the United States, which benefits from producing subpar products where they can then get maintenance contracts that may exceed the profits they made on the original. Meanwhile, and this grieves me greatly, I'm really upset about having to report, Trump slams Biden for halting bomb deliveries to Israel and siding with Hamas. Former President Trump is criticizing President Biden's decision to halt delivery of bombs to Israel, accusing him of taking side of the Hamas terrorists, he calls them. I say they're freedom fighters. Trump claimed that delaying weapons shipment was a victory for Hamas, which had previously attacked Israel in what was clearly a false flag arranged event where Israel let it happen and it appears to have contributed to the carnage. Trump further accused Biden of siding with terrorists and questioned the safety of American hostages being held by Hamas. Biden reportedly warned Israeli PM Netanyahu against launching the offensive in Rafah. Right back.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
I must admit, sometimes even I have trouble putting two and two together to get four. The reason the war is being fought in Ukraine, even though they're losing massively, is because Israel needs Ukraine to be the new Israel. We've all heard that the New World Order cannot move forward without Ukraine. That's because it cannot move forward without Israel. The plan for the New World Order is for Israel to rule the world from Jerusalem. It was an associate of mine deep into Intel who pointed out to me, if you go to Isaiah 56 to 66, the plan for the New World Order is laid out there. For all the resources, all the value, all the treasury of the world must be given to Israel. All the kings of all the nations of the world must bow down to Israel or lose their heads. Jerusalem is to be the capital of the entire, in this case, New World Order. Yes, that's what's going on. I mean, ask yourself, when Klaus Schwab comes out and talks about New World Order, from where would it be governed? We now know the answer. There is how we put the numbers together, and it spells catastrophe. Is it going to play out? Well, history seems to be against it, not only because the Russians are winning the war in Ukraine, which basically has already been lost by Ukraine, but other nations are moving to recognize Palestine, and Israel, of course, by virtue of the slaughter, has become the most reviled nation in the world. The Slovenia to recognize Palestinian state by mid-June. Ireland considers 21 May to recognize Palestinian state. Meanwhile, right here in the U.S., June 10th, appeals court here, Biden genocide case. Palestinians seek anti-U.S. support for Israel's genocide in Gaza. Another, freedom of expression at stake in D.C. appeals court, hearing a case targeting academics advocating for Palestinian rights. What could be more uncontroversial than to advocate for Palestinian rights? But in a world where Israel dominates with a Zionist agenda, where our Congress is Israeli occupied territory, American traditions, the American Constitution, American rights don't matter. They're going to impose their view. They're going to dictate what they want. That's how you get absurdities like Israel telling the United States to stop funding the UN, to give it the boot if there's recognition of a Palestinian state. I mean, just think about that. How could one nation have the right to tell another nation what to do? Meanwhile, Glenn Greenwald, whom we all admire, defending your human right to freedom of expression, yes. Turns out now there's a report here that Speaker Johnson, and you heard him in that outrageous making up stories about the attacks on Jewish students. No one knows whose students are Jewish. I spent 35 years on campuses, Kentucky, Virginia twice, Cincinnati, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, New College, University of South Florida, University of Minnesota. No one cared if a student were Jewish or not Jewish. They didn't care then, and they don't care now. This is all part of a mass propaganda campaign to make it out that they're somehow being isolated, identified, and threat. It is total bullshit. Total bullshit. Meanwhile, is this true? Speaker Johnson was bribed to send money to Israel. Could that be the case, that he was actually bribed? Well, Jimmy Dore.
See, May 11th in Denver, Colorado. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. People were wondering why the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who said he didn't want to fund the Ukraine wars and he was a real solid guy on free speech, and why he flipped so easily. By the way, it's because he took all money from a PAC.
He took it for his PAC.
That's right. Speaker Mike Johnson received a $95,000 payment from a lobbying group shortly after passage of the $14.5 billion military aid package last year. So, boy, he does look like he takes it hard in the pack. That guy. Am I right? Face.
That's a guy who just took it right in the pack.
Look at that haircut. That's a guy with a swollen, gaping pack.
I can't sit down right now. My pack is sore.
My pack is...
Somebody jammed $95,000 up that thing.
And that's all it took.
It may be a bit obscene, but there it is. What's going on in Washington is obscene. Meanwhile, we have Joe Biden admitting he's married Trump in legal problems. On Tuesday, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki stated one of the biggest obstacles for the Biden campaign right now is navigating its legal cases, against former President Donald Trump. Psaki pointed out that this is a unique challenge for the 2024 reelection campaign, as Trump, the presumptive GOP nominee in the race, is in a courtroom facing a criminal indictment. The New York trial relating to the hush money payments by Trump is the first of four indictments resulting from him facing 88 criminal charges. Three got booted. It used to be 91. Psaki pointed out, while the case in New York is unprecedented, yes, they had to be very imaginative to fabricate charges against Trump that were absurd, that the Department of Justice and the FCC had already rejected as not appropriate for pursuit. It's also an important news story, creating a problem for Biden as legal casings are blocking out the sun. The MSNBC host, that was Psaki, noted because of the legal cases, there was not a lot of room for report on other issues. This was a unconventional for a time when candidates are debating Social Security and other issues. She, of course, is one more of the propagandists that speak up for Biden. Meanwhile, political hitman Jack Smith has admitted violating the same laws that January 6 defendants were sent to prison for years. In August 2022, Trump reportedly believed the FBI stole his will during the Biden-endorsed raid on Mar-a-Lago. They also stole 1,800 other items that were not documents that belonged to President Trump. This was not lawful or necessary. It's also widely known at this point that Joe Biden ordered the FBI to access Trump's documents at Mar-a-Lago and Trump personal belongings. Judge Cannon has revealed it was Joe Biden in pages 2 and 3 of her latest ruling. Yeah, that's what you got in this president of the United States. But then we know he's running a crime family. What's new then? This is what they would do. Meanwhile, Bragg's paralegal, get this, admits his office deleted 3 pages of phone calls between Stormy Daniels' lawyer and Michael Cohen. Get this. President Trump was in court once again Friday for Alvin Bragg's Soviet-style Stormy Daniels hush money lawfare trial. Trump was accused of paying porn star Stormy Daniels, a.k.a. Stephanie Clifford, her real name, hush payments through his then-attorney Michael Cohen in a scheme to silence her and stop a story about their alleged affair from being published in the National Enquirer. The payments made to Stormy did not come from Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The payments were made through internal business records. There was no tax deduction taken. There was no obligation to file with the FEC, according to Trump attorney Joe Tacopina. Bragg alleged Trump had committed fraud because the payment was labeled legal fees. Bragg's biased prosecutors called in the final witnesses to testify Friday after Stormy blew it on the witness stand this week. One of Bragg's paralegals also took the witness stand Friday. Jardin Jarmel Schneider testified. Bragg's office deleted 3 pages of phone calls between Stormy Daniels' lawyer Keith Davidson and Michael Cohen. Hey, the case ought to be thrown out on that grounds alone. Meanwhile, get this. Cashing out on getting Trump, Michigan Governor Whitmer, Fight Like Hell PAC, and the Arizona Democrat Party retain Judge Merchan's daughter's authentic campaign services as Dem mega donor Alex Soros, that's the son of George, meets with Whitmer and other key swing state Dems. It seems the left-hold fundraising strategy is built on a Get Trump platform. Mustering Governor Whitmer's Fight Like Hell PAC and the Arizona Democrat Party retained Judge Merchan's daughter firm authentic campaign services for November's election. The Senate Majority PAC, which Schumer uses to get Senate Democrats elected or reelected, has also contracted services with authentic campaigns. Congressman in California, U.S. Senate candidate Adam Schiff, another authentic campaign client, recently boasted support for Judge Merchan. Wow, wow, wow. Laura Loomer, exclusively Roy Judd Merchant's daughter, Lauren, is the partner and bar donor of Authentic Campaigns, a firm whose featured client is the Biden-Harris campaign. Yeah, no doubt. No surprise there. Meanwhile, in spite of it all, Trump leading in 5 of 6 swing states, the Daily Wire reports, New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, Siena College polls. New surveys conducted by the New York Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the Siena College show former President Trump leading Biden in 5 of 6 swing states. in a two-man race between Trump and Biden, Trump leads 51-38 among likely voters, a whopping 13 points. 51-38 in Nevada, 6, 49-43 in Arizona, 9, 50-41 in Georgia, 3 in Pennsylvania, 48-45, 1 in Wisconsin, 47-46, while Biden clings to a 1-point margin in Michigan. When third-party candidates like RFK Jr. are included, his lead soared to 9 points in Arizona, 14 in Nevada, stayed almost the same, 8 in Georgia. In other words, Trump really has this one wrapped. Meanwhile, Washington is, of course, weaponizing the media. Biden panders to pro-Israel Jews who are as reactionary on Israel as evangelicals, Mondawise reporting. How's this? Democrat representative hands out cards with instructions to help illegal aliens avoid law enforcement and deportation. Another, Biden campaign and Democrat officials preparing for protesters and chaos at their Chicago convention. Good luck, Chicago. City faces a shortage of police officers. Are you surprised? Here's much of the story. As summer and the DNC approaches, the Democrat hellhole of Chicago is facing a crisis with a major shortage of police officers. At a public forum with a Commission for Public Safety and Accountability, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling said, "What we're doing right now is making the best with the number of officers that we had." Snelling added, "We're down. We're down close to 2,000 officers. CBS 2 reported. Rigo said with just under 2,000 officers short, the department will pull from special units first. Units that normally supplement those officers now become the officers doing the patrolling," he said. And as Chicago prepares to host at least 50,000 in August for the DNC, Rico believes a shortage only adds to the challenges. It's going to take a lot of manpower. There's no substitute for experience. That's another thing. A lot of these officers, they're hardworking. There's no substitute for experience. A lot of these officers are young. They certainly don't have experience with these types of incidents. Chicago cops are already under extreme pressure as they contend with escalating crime and pro-Hamas protesters who have promised to protest the DNC en masse, wreaking havoc across the city, as well they should. Meanwhile, and this is a doozy, Pfizer internal email shows employees received a separate COVID vax. Have you ever wondered why we never hear about Pfizer employees being injured by the mRNA COVID shots? They should be dropping like professional soccer players since the company vaccinated its entire workforce, but they're not. And there's a reason why. A whistleblower has leaked an internal email from Pfizer dated January 8, 2021, and guess what? None of Pfizer employees were given the same Russian roulette death shots as a general public. They got a special separate vaccine. If you think back to late 2021, there was a shocking incident where Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla was invited to Israel to meet with government officials. No one could travel in or out of Israel without proof of vaccination. Bourla sheepishly admitted he was unvaccinated. The guy trying to get every government around the world to mandate his safe and effective product hadn't even taken the shot himself. And now we're learning that even when Pfizer employees were vaccinated, they did not receive the same shot as everyone else. Leaked email does not specify how the shots were different.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Well, if you thought COVID was bad the first time around, prepare, brace yourself. It's going to be deja vu all over again. American preparation for mass bird flu vaccine. This is Dr. Peter McCullough, a wonderful guy, a great, outstanding expert cardiologist, has more citations than any other physician in America. Please enjoy this highly graphic review with iconic news anchor Lou Dobbs of recent developments concerning highly pathogenic avian influenza, H5N1 bird flu, and the one man who contracted conjunctivitis in West Texas and drew attention to a jump of the virus from animals to humans. Frankly, I'm not at all sure it's even possible. The government response to bird flu appears to be threefold. One, destroy flocks or herds of livestock, calling when an animal's turn H5N1 PCR positive. It's a fake test. So they can get any outcome they want by testing and claiming they're positive, then they destroy the whole flock or the whole herd. Second, possible ill-advised mass vaccination of poultry following the failed Chinese model. Third, preparing for mass human vaccination with pre-purchased CSL, Seqirus cell-based avian influenza vaccine technology with the FDA-approved Audenz influenza monovalent vaccine. This is going to be a horror story all over again. They're going to try to pull it all off again. Let's see what Lou Dobbs has to say. If I can pick it up. Otherwise, another European country has rejected the WHO pandemic treaty, which is a good thing. Reports indicate Slovakia, a member of the European Union, will reject the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. Peter Kotlar, Slovak government plenipotentiary for the COVID-19 pandemic, informed that Slovakia would not support the current version of the new pandemic treaty or the draft amendment to the international health regulations, Radio Slovakia International reports. Slovakia rejects the World Health Organization accord. Good for them. That's the right move. Remember, this treaty puts the World Health Organization in a position to control the governments of the various countries who endorse it. Be right back and take your calls.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sleeping.
Well, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, where I take your calls. It's 13th day of May, 2024. We have a good number already lined up on the queue. Sammy from Las Vegas, welcome back, Sammy. Your thoughts.
Hi, Professor. How are you?
Good. Good, Sammy. I'm glad to have you back.
I'm feeling good, too, Professor. I got to go see the Stones Saturday night. That's the last canceled.
How was it?
It was okay. I mean, Mick ain't moving like he used to, but he still jumps around there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
81 years old. But the reason I called...
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you were into the Beatles, so was I. Professor, I liked John Lennon so much when I was younger. And he divorced his wife and married Yoko. I started dating Asian women. I thought that was so cool. I've been married to a Chinese woman for over 30 years. But that's neither here nor there. The reason I really called... you got to see this, Professor. I don't think you saw it or you would have said something about it. Tucker's got an article out on YouTube. It's where he goes through it for 15 minutes. And the name of the article is Kennedy Wins. Tucker broke down the, the odds in a two-man race. In a three-man race, Kennedy wins. Between Trump or Biden, Kennedy wins. Now the Tucker saying it, people might start believing me.
Well, Sammy, I actually reported the survey last week that he wipes out Biden, but we're... RFK Jr. versus Biden, he wipes him out by, I don't know, around 170 electoral votes. And if it's RFK Jr. versus Trump, he ekes out 270 to 268. But the point really you're making, or Tucker, is in a three-man race he can win. I'll tell you why. I don't rule that out, even though Trump is ahead in six of the seven swing states and all that, even though it ought to be a cakewalk for Trump. I've said before, and I say again, only Trump can stop Trump. In my opinion, coming out so wholeheartedly in favor of genocide is a fatal blunder for Donald Trump. He clearly is a Zionist at heart. He doesn't give a damn about the Palestinians. And once he signed on with Mike Johnson to go ahead and fund Ukraine and Israel without getting any funding for our border at a single stroke, he made what's going on in Gaza Trump's genocide, what's going on in Ukraine Trump's war, what's happening at our border Trump's fiasco. So, Sammy, I have been repulsed by his recent actions. I mean, it's just disgusting. As Jimmy Dore says, Trump used to be America first, but he's actually Israel first. He's only occasionally America first. So I don't rule out that RFK Jr. actually could win. The problem he has, Sammy, he's not on all the ballots on all the states. He was offered the opportunity to run as a libertarian, which has secured him on the ballots of every state. In my opinion, he ought to have done that. So I think that's a mistake. Now he's got to, make his way onto the ballots. If he can't do that, there's no way he can win.
He says he can be on every ballot.
Okay. Is this with Tucker interviewing RFK Jr.? That was the interview?
No. He doesn't actually interview. He may have a clip in there of Bobby Kennedy, but he's mostly talking about favorability rating. If you take the favorability rating,
yes.
Like... 27% of the people favor Biden and around the same number favor Trump. That leaves like 65% of the people that don't like either one of them. So Bobby,
54. That would leave up to 46 not committed to Biden or Trump. And at this point, I mean, if you're not committed to Biden or Trump by this point, Sammy, I mean, I think you'd be up for grabs for RFK Jr.
Yeah.
I think you're raising a very important alternative possibility most of us haven't taken seriously up until now. Good.
I think the most important part, Professor, we're supposed to be this free country and free this and free that. Look at this. With the Democrats and the Republicans, we get to choose between two Zionists. That's our choice. You can choose this Zionist, Joe Biden, or this Zionist, yeah. Donald Trump. What kind of country did we turn out to be? Come on, Professor.
Yeah.
You know that
we're
a conquered nation.
Yes, 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 Sammy.
Did you see, or did I hear it from you, where the Speaker of the House got $90,000 dropped into his account the day after he...
That was in our stories today, Sammy.
Okay, yeah. These guys are all paid off, man. And the laws were written to make it legal for them to do this.
95 grand in this day and age means he's cheap. He's a cheap buy among politicians.
No. That's what's on the books. That's what you can see on the books. I bet there's a lot more that ain't on the books.
Right. Agreed.
They've got these accounts in Switzerland and here and there where they've got literally millions that they can touch if they need it.
That's a very good point, Sammy. I like that.
Professor. I don't want to take all your time. I know you've got other callers, but check that out for what Tucker's saying.
Sammy, I'm pleased you call. I like hearing from you, Sammy. I look forward to our next conversation. Thank you.
I love the way your show is going, Professor. It's really starting to change. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Sammy. I appreciate that, too. Thanks a lot. Francis, North Carolina, what's up, girl?
Hey, young man. Oh, goodness. Where do I start? Well, for one thing, I'm wishing you and all a great week. This whole thing is getting ridiculous as far as the political scene goes and so forth. I have to agree with the sentiment about Jill Stein as far as a possible candidate or whatever. But there's also another one that a lot of people have overlooked or haven't even considered. Marjorie Greene. I mean, basically, it maybe she's doing it for a show, but I don't think so. How she was basically addressing the political scene with the financial and sexual shenanigans in D.C. and so forth at nauseam. That takes a lot of balls for a woman to do that, especially in the political scene. I can see why Cynthia McKinney said enough of this crap. Now, whether or not I'm doubting that Marjorie Greene has dual citizenship, I hope she doesn't, given how she is standing out there and laying it on the table like it is, as far as the various shenanigans there in D.C. is concerned ad nauseum. But we'll see what happens. And quite frankly, for the Palestinian folks, that is reprehensible. Also, I did send some information to the board operator there to forward to you that you can send me a note, because unfortunately I'm not able to send an e-message to you or an email to you. There's a photo that I wish to forward to you that I come across. I've been eyeing this for some time that's been displayed lately here locally where I live at. And I have no problem with freedom of speech as far as people wanting to display the Israeli flag, you know, blah, 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 Jewish flag, whatever you want to call it. But there was one thing that they did recently that totally infuriated me, that they made a change on it. And I have to agree with my other half that, you know, if they wanted to display two different flags separately from each other, that's one thing. But when you bring two flags and merge them together, that, for me, was blasphemy, indignant, totally unprofessional, a disgrace. And
transits,
frankly,
right. You said you couldn't correspond
for a U.S.
with me.
Citizen is an insult, a blatant insult. And I had to go by there and try to see if I can contact whoever owns the property that displayed that thing so I can address them about the issue. But I have a photo of it I can forward to you. I just have to get a written message from you so I know that it's a clear connection. So other than that...
Well, Francis, do you just need an email address?
No. The information I sent to you contact wise, I just need a written message from you at that number.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can do, Francis. Thank you. And anything else you'd like to add today? Final thoughts?
Well, for one thing, it's about the folks at the various colleges and universities that are protesting the slaughter and genocide of the Palestinian folks and so forth, are being attacked and so forth. Yes, that's illegal, and one they can also sue if they actually have an attorney or lawyer that's got balls enough to handle it to start with. But as far as the aspect I heard it mentioned about that Soros was behind the whole fiasco, well, you know what? That would make perfect sense, and you know why? For one thing, he has a ridiculous amount of financial resources, and being psychotic as he is, he's going to fund both sides of the fence. One way or the other, he's going to do it because he's getting off on it, as far as being a spoiled brat that he is. So it's a disgrace, and quite frankly, the students deserve better than that. I mean, as far as their higher education goes, and being slandered and being blackballed and so forth as far as their record is concerned at the university or college and so forth. So the question is if they're going to get an attorney to handle those legal problems with those universities or colleges. So go figure. My thoughts are with them. Meanwhile, my thoughts and my heart goes out to the Palestinian folks because they deserve better. And they've been through too much. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you.
Big shout out. High five to Layla, Renee, Lauren, you name it. You name the gal. Oh, and to the Capellas, too. I think it's Peter in Los Angeles or in California and so forth. Paul and you name it. I know there are other fellows, too. High five to you. Go for it. And have a great week. Play hard.
Thank
later.
You, Francis. Thanks a lot for the call. Booba in California, you're on, Booba. Give us the latest.
Who's Buzz Scout Rev in Colorado? We ain't moved because we can't. And I was able to get a lot of your broadcasts that I've been on. See, we used this and how people didn't hear a lot of what Buzz Scout Rev said because you kept cutting us into our dialogue. And we're using this. I was supposed to do 2 hours Wednesday through Friday night, 10 to midnight central, this mic board operator. And I had a witness on the phone. Plus, it was punched into the Pentagon. So we all monitor this. I said, this is how they talk about free speech, as they chop you up and they don't let you talk. Like one of the things I was saying, give us your website. I try to tell, I've told you since the beginning in 2017, where I got on some program. We don't write anything on the Internet for the public. There's not a damn thing there. Because what's the point? They all got, they're stupid. But the point is, everything's for the military. When you say, what's your weapon? It's for the military. Everything we do is for the top levels of the Pentagon. Our accounts were run by the Defense Intelligence Agency when General Flynn was in charge. If General Flynn contacted Bo in 2016, he never would have got indicted. These are goofballs. And finally, RSEC phones me, the Secretary of the Army. This is all being gathered in. So I said, well, if we had the 2 hours, we let everybody on the radio. I don't care what you talk about. So I know most of them said, you know, the Yids did it. I said, the Yids did it again? Oh, we can't stop that. And it never stops with the Yids. And then we let them talk about anything. I talked to the Greys, and you know, they were involved with the German Imperial Army. that defeated Eisenhower in 1953 when he surrendered and they took over Antarctica. I let that on. I said, well, they've been around a long time and they know how to fight. You know, I just humor everybody. Nobody gets cut off with whatever they say. But I notice on these broadcasts, a lot of them, they rant and rave and jump up and down and they're pulling their beards out or something and they're having a fit. They're not going to fix anything. And so they let them talk. But people who actually got to the top of the U.S. government, both Scout Rev, and have facts, they don't want to hear the facts. So you get all the truth you want, none of the facts. I've even heard, I don't even want to repeat some of the things they said on this radio station. But you're allowed to. I told Mike, we actually had 2 hours one time, me and this observer. Wasn't part of the Bubba Scout Rev team. But I said, let them all on at once. I don't care what they talk about. Because if you really believe in not censoring, what do you care? And they give you, you know, when we went in the woods last week and we had a conference with the big-footed man, well, we learned a lot. You know, really, you know, I think, yeah, can you tell us? Well, he said keep it secret. Well, I respect that. And see how we play it out? We don't argue. And we never did. We had people calling in, never argued. Never say, I said, put them all on at once. So I figure that's the way to run a free speech network. But if you're cutting us off and you're saying, give us your website, I tell you, just say Bubba Scout Rev. The enemies around the world cringe in fear. I just harassed the two congressmen in the 80232 district. Pedersen, Brittany Pedersen, a goofy soccer mom who has nothing better to do since she got into Congress in 2022. And then this other one has been old lady for decades or something, this Diana DeKette. So those are the ones we harass. And also, we're getting troops here. We're going to get it done. But that's what I believe. Rant and rave all you want. The Yids did it. Let's hear tonight's edition of The Yids Did It. They use a J word. It's amusing in a sense, but it's not getting anything done. And the only ones we ever found that are broadcasting that actually could get something done is the Michigan militia. They got an army. They got tread vehicles. They got aircraft. They got all this firepower, and they're going to take it away from the enemy. So all I do is try to ask, well, what are you waiting for? And then they cut you right off. You can't get an answer out of them. I said, you're in Michigan, and you said you'll start killing the same ones we want dead. Well, go for it. And then they even said the ones around America will go to Michigan to fight with them. I said, that's even better. See, we've never said we have to do the job. We said anyone that can do this, swell. And we never cut anybody off. But that's the big difference between us. And this is what we point out to people at the top level of the military. Well, here, I'm on this broadcast. So what did they cut you off for? I don't know. It's just goofy. But we were supposed to have 2 hours a night, 10 to midnight Central Time, like at least Wednesday through Friday. But he gave it to someone else. And they said, they're going to mention us. They didn't mention us. And we even said, hey, play that song, Bad Moon Rising. They should play that a lot. It's actually what's happening right now. Thanks for listening. Bubba Scout Rev. We'll do our job and win the war.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Continuing with our caller, Cynthia in California, join the conversation.
Well, good afternoon, Professor Fetzer. I have several ideas I wanted to plant with you. One of them is that you've been interviewed before by Kate Daly. She's a radio show host out of Utah. And some months ago, maybe 2 years ago, she explained that she had done a deep dive into the 1918 pandemic and went, oh, this was a fraud. Really, what happened was our government started a vaccination campaign, and only where the people were vaccinated were they dying. And the countries that refused the vaccination, they didn't see a pandemic. I happened to have lost a relative in that, who was a doughboy in the 1918 issue. So I got skin in that game. They were not able to farm our family farm because the only man in the family died. As far as I'm concerned, all these wars are efforts. The last 150 years or more have been efforts to kill white Christian men, frankly.
I think there's a lot of merit to your argument, Cynthia. And indeed, when Tony the Rat did an investigation of the Spanish flu, they found that the overwhelming majority of deaths weren't from the flu, it was from bronchial pneumonia, which was promoted by wearing face masks. Because the masks recycle, waste products and promote pneumonia. So the whole idea of wearing face masks was just another way to promote the death of a large segment of the population. I don't have any argument with what you've said here so far. Continue.
Okay. So in issues of who I would like to vote for president, there isn't a single candidate out there that I want to see. I'm concerned that Jill Stein is actually a communist, okay? She might be a very nice person.
You're concerned that who is actually a communist?
Jill Stein.
Oh, Jill Stein. Anyway, okay. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I want the military vets to start networking to find someone who has military experience and became an academic, is not a bar attorney. Okay, that's really important because of the original 13th Amendment, bar attorneys are compromised. And they need someone who understands the history and the Constitution, and let's get the vets to back him or her, okay, and say what they don't actually have to be on the ballot. They have to be presidential electors on the ballot. It will require a campaign to explain to the state legislators that they are in violation of the Constitution because they're supposed to be voting for a presidential elector. The electors can declare they are for somebody, but they can't be held to that. You can't compromise your presidential electors. So even though the Republican Party has their set of presidential electors and the Democratic Party has their set of presidential electors, that whole arrangement is not constitutional. They started networking with the state legislatures back around about that time Lincoln was elected with a very small minority of the vote because the presidential electors were apparently being compromised by that time. So this is doable. I would like a military vet who hates war and understands the Constitution and our history, somebody in academic to show they've been a serious student. And I would like you to spearhead that campaign. If y'all find somebody that we can stand behind who is constitutional, because when they sign things like the UN treaties and we join the UN, that's not constitutional. They cannot sign us to any kind of international agreement that compromises our sovereignty. They cannot do that. They've done it, but it's not constitutional.
Would the idea be to find a decent candidate and then make them a write-in candidate, and as everyone would write in their name if they're not going to be printed on the ballot, because they're not going to be printed on the ballot. So is that the idea?
The idea is that we're supposed to be voting for the presidential electors. The name of the electors is supposed to be on there, not the presidential candidate. Because it's the electors that vote that determine who is the president.
Well,
it's electors.
You know, each state, Cynthia, has its own method of determining the electors. I mean, it's delegated by the Constitution to the state.
To the state.
But the electors' names have to be on the ballot, and they haven't been on the ballot.
I don't believe that's correct. It's delegated by the Constitution to the states to determine the way in which the electors will be selected. What was going on January 6th was, you had disputed slates of electors, and the question that was supposed to be resolved by Mike Pence was which should be accepted or whether they should be sent back to the states to clarify who were their electors. And January 6th was intended to mess that all up so that there never was a resolution of this question. And I have no doubt that Mike Pence was just as much implicated in this mess as Nancy Pelosi, Mayor Bowser, and the rest. I mean, it was a huge scam to deprive the American people of their right to select a president of the United States. Go ahead.
Well, all I'm saying is
that we'll be back. I'll carry you over for a few more minutes. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7-10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in. Weekdays are the end. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in. Weekdays on RBN.
Cynthia, continue briefly. Cynthia.
All right. Take a look at the Constitution. They have never constitutionally changed the right to vote for the presidential elector, one for every 30,000 persons. That also happens to be the same ratio for the member of the House of Representatives. Congress unconstitutionally decided to change it in 1929, and we can demand that they return to the Constitution, and we have a right to choose our presidential elector.
Well, I think the reason they changed from 30,000, it was with a growing population, you'd be dramatically increasing the number of representatives. I mean, it was a matter of maintaining a certain stability of the number of members of the House and the, yeah.
It requires an amendment to the Constitution and didn't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think, Cynthia, it's not the only case where we have amendments that were not properly, you know, certified. Look, right. You raised a lot of good issues, and I appreciate the call. Give me a final thought.
Yeah, I hope you interview Kate Daly, and I'm looking forward to your interview of Michael McKibben on Revolution Radio.
Thanks, Cynthia, very much.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye now. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Yeah, hopefully I don't forget what I was going to say, but she's right. It's 30,000 people, you get a new representative, but they changed it so because there'll be too many people to bribe. And that's true. It's 30,000, you get another representative. And so, you know, Dr. Fetzer, I'm not buying into this new Israel thing with Ukraine. I know Jewish people. I'm an expert with these people. They are not going back to that frozen tundra, the gloomy, cloudy days. They go to Florida. They're in the Middle East in the desert along the Mediterranean in the Dead Sea. They're not going to relocate to that. That's no way. Now, after I said that, I want to ask you one quick question, Doctor. What is probably the oldest military tactical information there is? I mean, what is the most common military maneuver, and what is the most well-known military maneuver? You go back thousands of years. I'll just make it easy for you. It's the element of surprise. That is what you have to have, and when you're on an offensive movement. Now you take the Ukraine war, where Putin stuck his army on the border of Ukraine for 6 weeks and let everybody talk about it, while Zelensky dug in. You know, Putin could have went in there at dawn and captured Zelensky, killed off the Jewish mafia, and ended the whole thing within 24 hours. But this whole thing is so suspicious because the minute Putin went and crossed the border, COVID went off the map overnight. So I find this whole thing very suspicious. I can't figure it out. I'm not on the ground over there. But, you know, we hear all these stories that they're going to nuke the NATO states, or they're going to nuke London. What is Russia talking about? Why don't they just kill Zelensky and kill Kolomovsky? See, this is all BS in my mind. This money is going somewhere. I don't know where it's going. Maybe it's for the corporations want that farmland over there. Maybe we are basically making it capable for these corporations like Monsanto and to get their hands on that good farmland. It used to be owned by the state, but it's now being privatized by Zelensky. So, I mean, Putin doesn't make sense. Zelensky doesn't make sense. So whatever we're being told about this war, you know, Scripps News has a documentary about the women on the front lines for Ukraine. They got a 19-year-old girl / single mother / sniper. I mean, this is absolute BS. Is nothing of this war in Ukraine makes any sense. I think it's more about getting their hands on that very productive land. Maybe they want to get their hands on it to limit the production for future, you know, food shortages. But I can't make any other sense of this is that, you know, Putin is not who he says he is or doing what they say they're doing. Can't believe any of it. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Oh, it's good stuff, Rick. It's good stuff. There are a lot of people who think that Putin mismanaged the Ukraine intervention, that he should have been far more aggressive from the beginning, very much along the lines you suggest. And I have a, you know, hard time arguing with you. I like your presenting an alternative point of view. I believe, though, that there's been a long feeling, even Henry Kissinger said over 10 years ago, that Israel only had 10 more years to survive and that they needed a new homeland. And since most of the occupants of Israel today are Khazarians, they're descendants of the same region that is today modern-day Ukraine, they would be returning to their homeland. So while we disagree, I like your expression, very articulate of your point of view. Good call, Rick. Good call. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation.
Dr. Fetzer, thank you very much for taking my call. And I know how you do not like callers calling in about other callers. And I'll be as kind and nice as I can. But
this
Bubba Reb that calls in, I come to the conclusion why I can't understand anything he says is that the period at the end of the sentence, he does not pause. Okay, so it sounds like one long story with a whole bunch of different avenues, and
yeah.
I can't keep up with him, and I would love to keep up with him. But he seems to get a good 5 to 6 minutes every single day when he calls in, and I don't think I'm the only one that doesn't understand him.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's ex-military or he's a veteran or he's talking for someone else or he's part of a bigger picture or a smaller picture, whatever. But if maybe you can just slow him down the next time he starts and just to say, listen, we're all interested in what you have to say, but please, can you just talk in a manner? You know,
well,
and
yeah.
I don't know if he moves his phone back and forth from his mouth or what the deal is, but it he fades out, he fades in, he's back and forth. And as I would really love to hear what he has to say, and I still can't figure out what his handle is, his name, his website,
okay.
Anything else okay. Like that.
Okay, Jerry, I get it. I'll see what I can do. Anything else?
Oh, that's it, Dr. Fetzer. Have a great show. Thank you.
Oh, Jerry, that was it. Okay, I got the message. Thank you very much. I'll see what I can do about it. Renee in North Carolina, the mic is yours.
Yes. You know, we have to be so careful. As soon as we start using any of the isms, we've set our foot in their trap. I don't care if it's capitalism, communism, socialism, Democrat, Republican. As soon as we assign a label to ourselves and a different label to someone else, you just stepped in the trap for divide and rule. Okay? People need to get that. You know, I was trained in the old days of alternative right-wing radio, and I think it's been a long time. I think it was maybe the history professor Anthony Sutton that they used to have on a lot, who has since passed away, that communism was actually created by capitalist men because they had to have a boogeyman, okay? So people need to remember that so that... Because they say, so whenever I hear somebody start with that label stuff, I immediately discount what's coming out their mouth because I realize they stuck their foot in the trap. What I want is good, honest, just, not corrupt government, you know, and as soon as we start using those words, game over. You know, the fight begins and, you know, it just disintegrates. But I can tell you, I will never vote for a Democrat or Republican again because both of these crime syndicates, and I'm not going to sign because both of them are guilty, both of these crimes, because when you start going, yeah, but mine's the lesser of two evils. It's over. It's over. You just started it. The thing is, they're both guilty of making this mess, and they just keep flipping us back and forth. So the thing is, the only thing I would consider is somebody other than Democrat and Republican. If we had ranked choice voting, this is how I would do it. In fourth place would be Biden, because he's been a career government official who has made the biggest mess, okay? Third would be Trump, because he only had 4 years, okay? He hasn't done near the evil that Biden has done, okay? Second would be RFK Jr., okay? Because at least he's not a Democrat or Republican. He's never really kind of been in office, but he still is. There are three Zionists, okay? And my first choice... But like I say, I know in this genre, because of the bias of people, at this point, because she's on the ballot in 40 states already and is not a Zionist, would be Jill Stein. I've listened to her on YouTube. I would want more clarification on some of the greener energy issues for the simple reason I think she's a good person. But for the simple reason, I know often people who use that green stuff as kind of like a Trojan horse. It's kind of like they it's kind of like a caca M&M, you know. There's candy-coated shell, but it's poop on the inside. Okay, I mean, they use these so-called good things to actually slip in bad stuff. They do this all the time. So I would want more details on that, but she's for ranked choice voting. She's for a lot of good things, and she's not a Zionist. And like I said, she morally is way ahead of all three of those men. Now, but I know in this genre, she's got two strikes. She's a woman and she's a Jew. So they just don't. But I just want to point out to people the double standards they use. Can you imagine? Oh, the switchboard would explode with hate, okay? If I brought up, like, you know, Dick Cheney, the Bushes, Biden, Gates, well, Trump is white without all the orange and the dyed bouffant hairdo on top. But the thing is, all of those are white men. Can you imagine if I said, I couldn't trust you or some other white men because those are bad white men. I mean, what if I use Dick Cheney or the Bushes or the Gates to judge other white men? I'm not kidding you. The switchboard would explode with hate. They'd have to buy a new one. But the thing is, I hear this kind of stuff done routinely by other people. I think that woman should be judged on her deeds. Okay?
Renee, listen, I like all this, and your position is totally reasonable, and your examples of bad white men are very good examples. And I'd go on further if I didn't have four other callers for today, but I think you state your case, and you always have, very clearly, and never more clearly than today. I thought this was just excellent, Renee. Give me a very concise final thought.
Well, you know, I like Sammy's calls. In fact, the calls have been good today. People are actually trying. They're not just spreading divisive hate. They're trying to, you know, I want the people who try to lift the bar on your show instead of lower the bar, okay? Because we're in real trouble. Our food is poisonous. Our drugs are poisonous. The enemy is with. And I'm more concerned about, like you say, and it is the people, both Democrat and Republicans, who've allowed all this to happen. I mean, it's like they are supposed to regulate these people, and they Renee, don't. All our institutions, banking, medicine, they're all rotten, and it's because the government has not done their job.
Renee, I like your calls. I look forward to the next. This was excellent. Thank you for today. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation, Alexander.
Yes, hello, sir. See, I just want to respond to what Dan from Washington said. Like, I was going to say the same thing, that I was attacked by Renee. She was calling me a tranny I was attacked by Layla, called me a tranny, and attacked by Renee.
You are not a tranny, are you, Alexander?
No, I'm not, sir. I'm a white.
Just for the record. Go ahead, Alexander. Go ahead.
I love women a lot, but not like so Layla, obviously.
Go ahead.
I just want to respond to what you said. That like last week, you were talking to Tom and about him. See, sir, it's true that Tom got banned because he repeats the same thing. But see, sir, if he's going to be banned for saying the same thing over and over again, then all the trolls should be banned. People like Hijacker, because see, sir, people are going to call in to damage the network. And also, sir,
I wasn't banning anyone. I mean, was I? I mean, I think it is true that Tom is highly repetitive, but I mean, you know, that's just a fact. I mean, go ahead, Alexander.
I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna ban somebody because he repeats the same thing over and over again, then all the trolls should be banned. Like, so I'm saying, like, should have the same standard. So,
of course. But I don't know. I'm not aware that I'm banning anybody. So go ahead, Alexander, finish the thought.
And the it's just like that's all I had to say. Just and also just okay. To respond to just 1 second, like just to respond to what Paul from New Jersey said. You see, sir, he talked about Bill Gates and George Soros. Bill Gates having more money than Soros, but yeah, that's all true. But see, sir, George Soros has a much bigger advantage than Bill Gates. He has the media on his side. He has the ADL on his side. And that gives him a bigger advantage than Bill Gates.
They are both despicable human beings. Alexander, thanks for the call. Good stuff. Thank you. Keith from Montana, join the conversation, Keith.
Okay, there we are. Hey, I'll want to be fast here. Your fourth caller back there, if he looks up the article, leaked report that Israel acknowledges that Jews, in fact, are Khazars with a secret plan of reverse migration. This is why, to Ukraine, this is why in the so-called peace talks that Crimea has to be included. That's why you'll see that they couldn't get the Jews to migrate from Israel back to Ukraine because they wouldn't have any sunny beaches and stuff. Putin knew this. This is why they broke the Minsk II Accord. That the United States and also Boris Johnson did. And this was to rearm that. And also Putin knew that Israel was arming the Azov Battalion, which are Nazis. There's plenty of articles about that. But anyway, it's a big stall, I realize that. But the point is this is to grind out the military-industrial complex to rearm all this stuff because of the war with China that they have planned. But anyway, that's not what I called about. You know what? Jim, if you compare the Attica prison riot with what we see over in Gaza, for a long time the prisoners had revolted seeking better living conditions. And there's a caveat to this, too. You may have remembered, you know, the Attica, Attica. Well, this massive prison riot led to a lot of deaths and stuff. But one key feature about this whole thing, it says Rockefeller had used this to go into the prison to meet with the prisoners after the uprising was suppressed, and said that the prisoners came out of the cold-blooded killings that had threatened at the outset. There was nothing. It was all written in paper and stuff, what their demands were and stuff like that. Same thing the Palestinians have been doing. The medical examiners confirmed that all but the three deaths of the officer and three inmates were caused by law enforcement gunfire. This is the Israeli police state over there. The caveat here is that these prisoners were all convicted of crimes. The people in Gaza are guilty only because of the fact that they were born there and have been occupied their entire life. That's all I have.
Oh, that's excellent, Keith. That is excellent. That's a great comparison. I like the way you distinguish the cases. Very, very good. Excellent, Keith. Thank you for that. John in Missouri. John, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, James Fetzer.
Yes.
You know, I just want to comment, on a couple things. And I'll start off with Renee thinking that she would just like to, vote for somebody on what they've done. Well, every single politician who works in the District of Columbia, who works for the Queen, has shown that they can't be trusted. And so, no, we can't do that, because if they pretend to do a good job and then when they get in there, lie to us like every single time. That's naive and that's foolishness. But the main reason why I wanted to call is because I wanted to get a background check on King James. All these people, you need to wake up and realize that Christianity came from the Catholics. The Hebrews got it right. You better listen to Moses. And there was no J before 1500. So where these Jews come from? Well, it was the Chaldeans, also known as the Catholics, created your Jew boys. And I'm telling you now, the lady that's running for president who's a Jew, maybe she can get that Jewish rabbi who owns Pornhub to be her vice president. But the Jews are a big problem. I'm here to tell you right now. Like I said, Jim, if you can, do a background on King James. He was a homosexual.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do it. We got Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So real quickly, so two things about Israel. Okay, there's this fake narrative the mainstream media is pushing out. Oh, is Israel going to go in and do a ground invasion or it's a total distraction, okay? First of all, Israel, we know the way Jews fight. They're cowards, okay? All right, yeah, I said it. The Tories lets you and them fight. Israel does not have the ability to do a ground invasion. That's the reality. I heard a fact that there's only about 25% of Hamas fighters that they defeated in 7 months. So guess what? On fog of war, right, guess who's actually winning this war? Thanks God. You know, we've been watching this outrageous, moral, disgusting thing go on for 7 months. I think we're looking at a de facto end of this war. I'm praying it's true, because they're going to fake it up like, oh, well, you know, Joe Biden didn't send in the weapons, and so therefore they couldn't do the invasion. Oh, and Donald Trump will say, oh, yeah, yeah, if I was there, I would have given them the weapons, and they would have finished it. It's all phony, right? The fact is that they've already been defeated, thanks God, right? But I hope that's the case. I wouldn't put it past them to try and continue carpet bombing. But that's what they do. They carpet bomb. They don't fight. They don't do ground invasion. And the other thing I want to say real quick was, in contrast to Rick, I agree with what Keith was just saying. So there's these people who are so suspicious of everything, right? And they love to put down President Putin. Okay, the man is a devout Christian, okay? And he has had this war, this conflict, against his own cousins. He's also a brilliant historian. And he knows you cannot wipe people, your own cousins, out overnight, carpet bombing like the Jews are doing to Gaza. He will not do that, and it's a stupid move anyway. The other thing that Rick from Arizona forgot, it's not that he parked troops for 6 weeks. It's that there was a treaty already signed between Russia and Ukraine, and they double-crossed. There was a signed treaty in March and April of 2022. Oh, Boris Johnson comes over and says, oh, no, no, you got to keep fighting, keep killing Ukrainian people because I need a new beach house on the French Riviera, you know, or whatever they say, you know. So I want to just establish that as
these are great. These are great points. These are great points, Joe. I really like this call. Those are really excellent points. Just nailed them.
God bless you.
Listen, Milton, I'm sorry to get you on call in early. Tomorrow I'll get you on for sure. Meanwhile, as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we don't know how much time. And support RBN.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Julie.
Somebody suggested that you do a commercial with Phil Collins. It's a new song, I think. I'll have find it. I'll find it again and send it to you.
Okay. Let me know, Julie.
Okay.
Let me know. All right. Thank you. Bye.